The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Yes, indeed. Welcome, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us here for another hour of Auto World. We've got a wonderful guest standing by, one of our regular contributors. He is our go-to guy when it comes to all things mechanical. Our good friend, listener, caller, Frank in New Mexico, calls him the Swami. Mark Evans has joined us live from his palatial estate in Idaho, and he's going to be taking your calls. If there's something wrong with your vehicle right now, if you've taken it to your local mechanic and they tell you you got to spend a lot of money and you're questioning the diagnostic skills of your local person, well, why don't you run it by Mark? Or if there's something wrong with your vehicle right now, it's not starting right, stopping right, it's making funny sounds, emitting funny smells, it's giving you poor fuel economy. Anything is on the board when it comes to Mark. 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. Again, we are live across North America on great radio stations like Newstalk 1540 KXEL. And we want to say hello to all of our great friends out there in Iowa, as well as everybody listening on KSIS in Missouri and all of our other great affiliate stations from coast to coast, border to border. We also want to welcome all of our listeners joining us live at GCNlive.com. Right now, let's go to the man who owns a 1916 Chevrolet, the man who still owns his first car, joining us from his palatial estate in Idaho, somewhere secretly in Idaho, is the one and only Mark Evans. Mark, how you doing?
Well, doing good, Bob. Hey, good to be back. Long time no talk.
Yeah, absolutely. I know you've been doing a bit of traveling and having some fun being the newlywed that you are. Tell our listeners a little bit about some of the cool places that you've been recently. I know you were at someplace I've never been, Jackson Hole, Wyoming, a little while back.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. It's not that far away from Boise, where I'm from, Idaho here. And in fact, my son came home from, we were about a month ago, we were up in Stanley, Idaho. I put a little sawtooth. Bob, you ever heard of the Sawtooth Mountain Range?
Yeah, I have actually. Yeah.
Yeah. I need to, did a little some hiking with my son here a couple weeks ago, up in there, and he worked up there at the fish hatchery and beautiful, you know, it's God's world, I call it. Literally, you're up there at 12,000 feet on a mountain, and hey, Bob, the air is clean. You don't smell any catalytic converters up there.
Oh, that's great. We want to remind folks, too, that we have a leftover trivia question from a previous hour of the program, and that trivia question, I think it's really easy, but so far, no one has got it correct, and we got cool prizes. Busted Knuckle Garage prizes, Wash Drop prizes. Put you in running for this book as well. The two books we're giving away, Dodge 100 Years and the complete book of Corvettes. So all you have to do is tell us who made the Magnum. It was a personal luxury car in the 1970s, came back in 2004 as a wagon. They used to call it the Dragon Wagon. I do see a number of them running around still in good shape. So give us a call, 855-660-4261. I alluded to the fact that you've got that 1916 Chevrolet in your personal car collection, Mark. And how is that vehicle running these days?
Doing pretty good. You know, we try to exercise it at least once a year. It's not a car with the witch book wheels, Bob, that you can drive every day. You know, you have to get the hose out and get them all wet, keep them wet, so they don't splinter when you drive down the roads today. The roads are not dirt, of course, so the wood gives and the road does not give. So you got to keep those witch book wheels wet and It's work. I usually you see some sweat coming off my brow when I'm driving that thing. It's literally makes you enjoy that one button, you know, that's on the dash of your car that says air conditioning. It makes you enjoy that button big time when you get out of that 16. But recently I found a 37 Plymouth four-door sedan, and it had been sitting. It was truly a barn find. A gentleman had called me, and his father had passed away years and years ago, and mom still lived in the house, and his mom decided to sell the house and move on. And he called me and says, "Hey, Mark, come take a look at some of my dad's old cars that he parked." And so I ended up buying a 37 Plymouth four-door sedan. And truly, Bob, it's amazing when somebody parks a car from back in 1970, the dust turns into piles of dirt on top of the fenders. So that was truly a barn find. Pulled the wall down out of the barn, literally took the wall down because we couldn't get it out of the back, and put it back together, put it in the stall here and put it on the lift, did some stuff to it. And sadly to say, it needs some rings. After sitting so long, the rings pretty much seized to the pistons, and now there's no compression. So I've got to pull the engine out and do a little mild rebuild to it and get another old car back on the road, burning some ethanol.
Very good. Don Jones, who was with us in the previous hour of the program, wanted me to tell you about the production numbers of the 409. Of course, everybody knows the Beach Boys song, 409, but from the years 1961 to 1965, there were 43,755 409 engines produced. So, love Don back with us another
wow.
time. That's a lot of engines. Mark will be with us for the entire hour, so that means good news for you folks on the other side of the radio. Something wrong with your vehicle? Want a free over-the-air diagnostic check from one of the best in the entire business, in the entire world? He is with us live here. You got your tools ready to go? You get ready to answer questions from folks?
I got the OBD-1 scanner tool ready and the OBD-2 scanner tool ready, Bob. So we're ready to make sure the Houdini is working on the slinker valves.
Very good. The Hoosie dinghy is in its proper position. We also have the trivia question out there. Let's see if we can solve that. Let's go to Ron joining us in Illinois. Ron, thank you for being here.
Was this a Dodge Magnum?
It definitely was a Dodge Magnum. Do you remember both incarnations, the large personal luxury car sold in the 1970s, as well as the more modern-day wagon, which sold really well at first, and then for whatever reason they decided to discontinue it?
I remember that.
Yeah. How about your all-time favorite vehicle, Ron? Price, no object.
It was a 70 Mustang Mach 1 with a 429.
Oh, very good. Very cool. And if you won the lottery or you came into some money, what new car turns your head? What new vehicle would you like to own if you had the opportunity?
I parents the other day, they had a 71 Coda that went for $3,500,000.
Yeah,
you believe that?
I know, unbelievable, but those kind of things happen these days. The amount of money paid at auction for a lot of these cars is just absolutely staggering. Well, hold on the line. What were you going to say? One more question?
I've never seen any car go that high.
Oh, well, believe it or not, out at Pebble Beach, the millionaires versus the billionaires, and Mark and I have been there many times. I remember being in the audience when a Shelby Daytona Coupe race car that Bob Bondurant had raced went for like $6 million, and this was in 2001 or 2 or 3 or 4, or like in that era. But this past year at Pebble Beach, a Ferrari sold for $38 million. Isn't that crazy?
Wow. No car is worth that much.
No car. Absolutely no car.
Does it come with a house?
It should come with a house. Absolutely. For that kind of money. And a full staff of people to wait on you. So, Ron, thank you for the call. Hang on for Nathan. We'll need your name and address and your vehicle, make, year, model, because we'll hook you up with a Haynes manual down the line as well. We're going to put it in neutral, slide into pit row, step aside to pay some bills, however you want to say it. It's time for a break. I guess that's the easiest way to say it. This is Auto World, live across North America. Don't go away. I'm Bob Long with Mark Evans.
MidwestAutoZone.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Attention parents and grandparents. Do you want your child to have a head start in life? Now you can give them a great financial head start with the Gerber Life Grow Up Plan. Give them $10,000 of affordable whole life insurance now that doubles to $20,000 during age 18 at no extra cost. Later on, your child is guaranteed the right to buy up to $100,000 of additional coverage at adult rates, regardless of their health or job. For just pennies a day now, you can help secure their financial future. The Grow Up Plan also builds cash value you can borrow from. Get benefits that double, low rates that lock in for life, plus the right to add more. The Grow Up Plan provides your child with safety, security, and outstanding value. Put your trust in Gerber Life today, a name known and respected for generations. Call or click now for free information or to sign up. Don't wait. Call now.
Call 800-417-6801 for your free informational brochure or go to growupplan.com now.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. An HB extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was set?
We're back. We're
that
live.
Story
Don
is true. I'm here to say
Jones,
I was
from the Old Car Guy. We've got a bunch of emails here for the engine story we did in the previous hour of the broadcast. He'll be back with us. Don't worry about it. We'll get him back with us perhaps next week. But Mark Evans is with us, and that means it's time to pop the hood He's got the garage open. He's got his tools out. And if you've got a problem with your vehicle, if it's not running right, if it's braking improperly, if it's steering improperly, if it's overheating, if you've got air conditioning issues, if you've got issues with your tires or alignment, brakes, anything is on the table. It's not performing up to par. Or the worst one, you go to the mechanic and they tell you, you know, you got to spend a couple of grand that you don't have to fix your transmission or something. Mark may have an easy fix for you at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Let's throw out another question. Since, Mark, your first car was a Chevrolet, there actually was a gentleman by the name, his last name was Chevrolet. He was a famous racer in his day, and he was the founder of the Chevrolet Motor Company. What was Mr. Chevrolet's first name? 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. So, Mark, let's talk a little bit about Pebble Beach and also the Woodward Dream Cruise, two events that occurred 1 week ago, last Saturday in suburban Detroit, and, of course, last Sunday, the concluding event at Pebble Beach on Sunday. But it's very interesting to me that what they used to refer to as the weekend at Pebble Beach or on the Monterey Peninsula, a lot of journalists, a lot of reporters are referring it now as the week or just plain automotive week. And even some, you know, very well-known folks. I mean, Phil, you know Phil Skinner from the Kelley Blue Book. Been there 25 years straight. He did not go this year because it has just become so out of control. As Jay Leno said to us many years ago, it's the millionaires versus the billionaires. But, you know, as our caller there from Illinois pointed out, I mean, when you've got cars selling for multiple millions of dollars, you know, I believe there were, I believe if you counted up the whole weekend with all the different sales, there was over $300 million worth of cars sold.
Yeah, it's becoming the millionaires and billionaires club, Bob. I think we better say billionaires and trillionaires. I wonder what, do you know what they charge this year for the general public to show, to buy a ticket to go in?
To go into Pebble Beach on Pebble Beach Sunday if you didn't buy it ahead of time?
Yeah.
Last time I was there was 2 years ago, so I'll make an adjustment to that price. Chances are they put it up a little bit since 2 years ago. I'd say about $200 a ticket.
Yeah. And remember when we first started going, it wasn't it like maybe $35?
Something like that, yeah. I mean, it's the auction stuff is fascinating, and we're so blessed that we can watch a lot of this action now online, as well as the big auctions, Barrett Jackson, the Mecum folks, and the Auctions America folks utilizing networks like Velocity and the NBC Sports Network. So we get to see a lot of this, but, you know, at these ultra-exclusive events. Bonhams was the company that sold the $38 million Ferrari. Before that, the previous record was also set by Bonhams, but it was set in England at an event a year ago at the Goodwood Festival of Speed, where they sold a 1950s Mercedes-Benz very, very rare racing car for $30 million. It was 1 year ago that everybody was blown away at Pebble that somebody bought a Ferrari at the RM auction, what's known as the Nart Spider Ferrari, again, another Ferrari with a racing history, for $27.5 million. But I can't believe 1 year later, another vehicle went for $11 million more.
I don't have to throw my hands up on just trying to win one lottery ticket. It takes two lottery tickets to buy a car. I don't know. I might have to jump states, buy one in each state around me here, Bob, just to keep up.
I know. Do you do that? I mean, being the car geek that I am, I fantasize about what new cars I would buy if I won the lottery, what classic cars I would buy, trying to keep it relatively limited. You know, I'd love to own 10 cars, but that's an awful lot of cars. But, you know, if I limited it to like 5 cars or 5 new cars and maybe 1 classic car, something like that, you got to do it. I mean, one of my pet peeves is I have many pet peeves. I think I should do a radio show where I just rant about things in not only the automotive world, but the general world, because there's an awful lot of things to rant about. But isn't it always annoying when, you know, well, God bless them. I mean, whatever floats your boat. But when you see somebody on the TV and they just won the lottery and the interviewee says, now, what are you going to do now that you just won, you know, $5,000 a week for the rest of your life? The person usually says, well, I'm going to pay off my 2004 Camry and I'm going to continue working.
Yes, right.
I got
a kick out of one of the, watch all the car shows, and that one show here, Counting Cars. Those guys are fun to watch, and they somebody had dropped off a bus to them, a regular yellow school bus. It came in from out of state and all that, and no people around it. They dropped the bus off, and so next episode, you know, between coming back from a commercial, and they showed the people, and husband and wife showed up, said hi to them, and this shop, Counting Cars, is designed to, you know, build cars, hot rods, whatever, and all. And anyway, they said, we don't do school buses. And so they said, well, we just don't do school buses. We don't hot rod school buses. And they said, well, we're actually like Ghostbusters. We look for ghosts. And they're like, okay, well, you have some kind of a budget in mind. And those people, you know, well, yeah. Now, this is just a regular yellow school bus, Bob. And so they said, well, what's your budget? And the gentleman looks at them and says, oh, anything over $125,000 would work.
Oh,
and of course,
wow.
And, of course, then they both smiled and says, okay, we're going to do a school bus. And they then pointed out that the married couple pointed out that they actually did win the lottery.
Oh,
and that
okay.
They have plenty of money now to do this school bus. So,
yeah.
You know, like I said, I guess I've always said in the car world, there's always someone that, you know, each and every one of us like, and which is awesome to make the world go around correctly, is that we all like different types of automobiles, you know?
Oh, absolutely.
That's one thing I like, because I've built a lot of cars for people and fixed a lot of cars, and sometimes you know, I scratch my head. Why? Why do you want to put this kind of money in this car? Well, it doesn't matter. As long as the customer's happy, that's what matters, you know?
That is what matters. When we come back, we're getting some email questions here for Mark on the mechanical side. We got a trivia question, and I'm going to tell Mark about driving that 707-horsepower Challenger Hellcat. All that and more straight ahead as Auto World continues on great radio stations around North America. Don't go.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN. Attention all listeners, are you ready for a free stock market webinar with PhilsGang.com?
Hi, I'm Phil Green at PhilsGang. Learn to adapt September 13th to the Federal Reserve low interest rate stock market. No longer do we have a stock market, but a market for your individual stocks. Using the PhilsGang charting system empowers you where you influence the outcome of your investment, short or long term. Learn to adapt to invest efficiently, intelligently. That's September 13th.
Join us September 13th at 12 noon Eastern for the PhilsGang.com free webinar valued at $75. Phil's Gang hosts Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell will teach you how to adapt to this ever-changing stock market. This webinar will cover all stock market trading, all investing skill levels. You will learn how to protect your principal in this Federal Reserve-controlled low-interest rate market by identifying moves before they happen. To attend this free webinar, enter promo code AUTO. That's A-U-T-O. Go to philsgang.com. That's philsgang.com. Call 877-600-4264. 877-600-4264.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, capsicum, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. 8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Mark Evans is with us. He's got his telephone. His telephone, of course he's got, because he's talking to us. He's got his tools out, and he's ready to take your calls of the mechanical sort. We've got a couple of emails here, and invite more via the telephone, 855-660-4261. Meanwhile, since Mark owns a 1916 Chevrolet, I threw out a trivia question about Mr. Chevrolet. There was actually a Mr. Chevrolet that originally founded Chevrolet before it became a part of General Motors. Let's get to Kirk joining us on News Talk 1540 KXEL in Iowa. Hey there, Kirk. Thank you very much for joining us. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful today. It's hot outside.
Yeah, it's been hot all over the place lately. What's the temperature there in that neck of the woods in Iowa?
Well, it's upper 80s now, but it's the humidity's so bad here. So, but yeah, I'm fortunate to have air conditioning. So,
hello. Yep, absolutely. That is a blessing to say the least. So, do you know the first name of Mr. Chevrolet?
Is it a Lewis?
Yes, it is. Congratulations. You're going to pick up a prize for Busted Knuckle, the garage, and the wash drops, folks. And also, we'll put you in running for these cool books here, and we'll have Nathan get your vehicle information, as well as I'm gonna sneak you a Haynes manual, not immediately, but within a few weeks or so, we'll get you one of those as well. What's your favorite new vehicle, a price no object? What would you buy?
Oh, a new vehicle. Oh, those new Corvettes are excellent.
Oh, they are.
There is, but I don't know about, there's a whole bunch of old vehicles I'd like to have.
Yeah, give us a taste.
I'd like to be kind of like a Jay Leno, something for something for every day of the week to drive. That'd be nice.
That would be nice. So give us some of your highlights here of the classic car collection that you would put together.
Oh, goodness. Where do you start? I've had everything from a 47 Plymouth Special Deluxe to I've got a 68 Galaxy 500 in the garage. I've got, oh, goodness. I was unfortunate to drive a Chevrolet Citation and an AMC Eagle.
Well, wow, so, you definitely have had some diverse vehicles there.
But no, I'd probably put an MG Midget in the garage. Oh, let's see. Yeah, I don't know. Like I said, it'd be nice to have all of them.
It definitely would. Well,
and I've tried.
Yeah, well, keep on trying. You know, it's never too late. You may hit the lottery or something great might happen that will allow you to do this. So, Nathan, make sure we've got Kurt's the information. And, Kurt, we thank you so much for the call. Thanks for joining us here on Auto World.
Thank you.
We got a question here from Fred. And Fred is in Tennessee, and Fred has a question about a vehicle that he owns. He owns a Nissan Altima from 2012, so it's not that old. And he's having tire wear issues with the vehicle. The tires are not wearing evenly, and he hasn't really gotten a whole lot of direction on this problem through the dealer, and he wants to know if Mark has any idea of what could be causing the irregular tire wear on his Altima.
Yeah, that's not fun, you know, when you're starting to gobble
what do you
up
think, Mark?
Tires today that are $80-some a piece, you know, Bob, that empties a checkbook pretty quick. Besides that, one thing that Fred can do is find a nice flat road, and sometimes it might be the freeway. You know, it's a good flat out there, but a lot of these roads are actually built not flat, so the rain runs off. But try to find a flat road at least 30, 35 miles an hour on a flat road and put that steering wheel straight, see which way the car veers off to the right or to the left, and that'll tell me, as the mechanic, what side I should be looking at to find out what steering suspension problems we have, and I'll go to that side. So if it's going... Fred, if it's going off to the right, I'm going to put it up on the list and start looking at the right side components like ball joints, tie rod ends. And then another thing is, real quick too, Bob, on tire wear, you can look at a tire itself, the way the tread is wearing, and you can tell by looking at that, for instance, the way the rubber's being worn down, kind of like our shoe on our foot. Same thing. And if this tire... Fred's tires kind of got like somebody's taken a spoon and taken little divots out of the outside of the tread on the tire itself. That tells me that the shock on that side or the strut is bad. That's why you get those cup cuts in the rubber. And then on the inside, if the inside of the tire is completely worn down or less tread on the inside than it is on the outside, then the camber is not adjusted right. So the easiest thing is look at the tire tread like that, tread can, and say, oh, okay, I got that shock strut. And you can have a tire that's overinflated or underinflated.
Mm-hmm.
And it has nothing to do with the ball joint, tie rod end, idler arm, the steering suspension. So if you have a tire that's overinflated, then the center of the tire will be actually worn out, and the outsides of the tire will have more tread on them. Underinflated, of course, is the opposite. The center of the tire will be more tread. Outside of the tire will be less. But the easiest thing to do is just drive right into your convenience. Fred can drive this on right into his favorite alignment shop. And I would definitely recommend not a front wheel alignment, but a four wheel alignment. Because Fred, you know, Bob, honestly could have a Nissan Altima there that back tires aren't in line with the front tires. So he could be driving a box. It's just a square, basically going down the road. And if that square is diamond-shaped a little bit, then it'll just gobble both sides of the front tires up. So four-wheel alignment, and that would, that truthfully, they'll find out if the caster camber is correct in the front, and if the back end is off-centered from the center point off to the right, let's say, that car will go to the left on that flat road. So four-wheel alignment, you know, you'd spend $150 and find out a lot of information. And hate to say it, Bob, but I've had some customers, you know, do that. I recommend it. They go down, have the alignment done, four-wheel alignment. They come back, they show me the sheet. Basically, I just look at them and say, sorry, but it's time for you to trade it off. Because from the factory, the trailing arms in the back of their car, and Fred could have the same thing, the trailing arms onto the unibody body itself, off literally a quarter of an inch, and in tire wear, that's about a mile. So you end up having a diamond-shaped box going down the road, gobbling up tires constantly. So, you know, for a round-town driver, you know, that'd be great. But if Fred's taking his Nissan and he's commuting on the freeway and he's, you know, to work every day, and it's, you know, you just can't fix that. You just can't take a, you can, but it costs, you know, that lottery ticket dollar amount again. You know, for us mechanics to get the cutting tools out, start rebuilding the Nissan Altima in the back to get that to get that rear end in line with the front. So I just want to point that out to everybody because, you know, you just don't expect the front wheel alignment to fix tire wear. We have to have the back tires going straight with the front tires. So that, and for $150, that's well worth the money because you'll end up, in today's world of gas prices at $4 plus per gallon, you'll end up, if a car has camber off alone, it's basically, think of a pigeon toed. You know, you get your, while you walk, Bob, you know, you get your feet pointed in.
Right.
Your lower back will probably be thrown out. You got vertebrae done. You see an entire tractor. Well, in a car's world, you're going to end up eating more gas. So it's well worth getting an alignment, four-wheel alignment.
Oh, so true. We'll take a pit stop and then more around the bend. I'm Bob Long. Don't go away.
On the road again. I'm on the road again. But I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Find out how to stop Big Brother in his tracks at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Wash Drops is the unique wash and shine solution. Our scientific wash and shine formula produces amazing results using only one bucket of water and 1 ounce of wash drops. No hose, no rinse. It really works. You don't need those full service or drive-through car washes. Use wash drops anywhere. Wash Drops, an evolution in car wash solutions. Keep it clean and stay in the green. Buy now at washdrops.com.
Haynes, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in an electronic format. With Haynes Manuals Online, you'll get all the trusted content of a Haynes printed manual, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices with over 180 titles to choose from. Every Haynes Manual Online is written based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. Be sure to check out Haynes.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you so much for being here. My name is Bob Long, along with Mark Evans, ASC Certified Technician. We're playing trivia. We're having lots of fun here on the show and fielding your emails here. Let's move on to the next email here for our good friend Mark, ASC Certified Technician, and he still owns his own shop and still works on cars today, so he is on the cutting edge of the latest and greatest. All right, here's an interesting question. This one comes from Bruce in Connecticut, and Bruce has a question about a Ford Explorer. He says he has a 2005 Ford Explorer. It's getting to the point that he writes here, Mark, that the vehicle has got close to 200,000 miles on it, and he's worried about the transmission life on this vehicle that is still running on its original factory transmission. He wants to know if he should dump this vehicle now, or do you think he can wring some more miles out of it? Interesting question.
Yeah, I'm going to tip my hat to him, Bob. That's awesome, you know, to get a stock transmission to go to 200,000 miles today. That's awesome in a four-wheel drive. He's doing good, so keep it up. Definitely, Bruce. And the thing is, transmission services, taking pan off and getting the transmission filter out of there, of course, putting new on, that's definitely a great vitamin for it to keep it long-lasting. But absolutely, at 200,000 miles, I would like to be your mechanic, because my checkbook's going to start filling up with your money. I got to say, you know, and that's with there. It's not the Ford Explorer. I love that vehicle. My son actually owns one. He's had two of them. It's. I'm looking at numbers on the odometer. When you say 200,000 miles, you're talking about fuel pump. Yes, transmission maybe, but if it's shifting correctly. And downshifting, not shifting too soon on the upshifts. The fluid is being changed. If you let the fluid go and let the transmission fluid is definitely got viscosity in it because it is an oil, but it's a lot thinner in order for it to go through the clutch bands. And so what we want to look for is when I pull that dipstick out, Bruce, I want to see red. I want to see red fluid. If you see a tint of brown, reddish fluid, say goodbye to it. Get that tranny pan off, get a new filter on it, do a transmission flush, get all the goop out of there and put new fluid in it and go again. And if you don't hot rod it, you know, Bob, that's the thing that kills every car. Jackrabbit starts and quick stops, especially on trannies. Trannies, you can't expect them to go from 50 miles an hour. And today's world, with these new brakes that we have out there, these cars stop quick. And so that's great. But the transmission's got to catch up with the brakes. And boom, boom, boom. It shifts down so fast, and it just fries the clutch band in there, in the trannies. So, but at 200,000 miles, if you baby it, Bruce, and not drive it hard to keep the fluid good, hey, I'm driving a Suburban that's hitting 400,000 miles today with the same transmission. So I keep the fluid looking red. That means servicing it, and I don't drive it hard, and it'll go for a long, long time. As soon as you start feeling a little bit of slipping or picking, like first gear goes and goes and goes, and the RPMs of the engine is getting a little bit higher and higher and higher before it shifts, then I'm going to say it's time for you to trade it off or sell it, because you're looking at least a $3,500 bill to replace a tranny in that Ford Explorer. So,
absolutely. Transmissions can be very expensive these days, with the electronic controls and such. I've heard as much as $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, and this is not for any high-end exotic car or anything else. It's just a regular car.
Yeah, I just had a customer, Bob, too, talking about Bruce's transmission. I'm not going to say any brand, doesn't matter. It's a transmission that he was towing his horses up a hill out of here in Idaho. And I want to bring this up, because sometimes we think it's the problem, the cause is the transmission. Well, what happened? He did burn up his transmission, towing these horses up this hill. He called me after the fact. He knows that I don't overhaul transmissions. I remove and replace transmissions. So I have a transmission warehouse I buy them from and all that. But he didn't know that. So no big deal. He took it to a transmission place. They overhauled it. And $6,500 later. Now, this was a four-door, full-size diesel truck. Diesel engine, turbocharged. He calls me after the fact, of course, that, you know, he tells me the story. So I'm sorry about the tranny. He says, yeah, I got it done. I'm going to keep the truck now because I got this money in this transmission. But it has no power. I think they didn't do the transmission overhaul right, Mark. It's not shifting right. So I went for a ride. The first thing, Bob, the first 5 minutes, I pulled over. And stopped. He just looked at me. He was in the passenger seat. He just looked at me, and he says, "What's going on?" I says, "Your turbocharger's not working. This is what took out your transmission. Your turbo's not spooling up." So I got out of the truck, opened the hood, looked over at the turbocharger, and the wastegate rod had fallen off of this wastegate on the turbocharger. Now, to tell you the truth, this is why he'd burn up the transmission. The turbocharger wastegate was not opening up to make the turbocharger spool on the exhaust side, causing the motor not to have any power. So basically what he was doing, the poor transmission was burning itself up in fourth gear, going up a pretty steep hill. So it's kind of sad. I told him, I said, you know, let's go down. I'll get you a $4 rod. This thing will cool off. I'll put the rod on it for you. And we'll have a hot rod truck again. And the transmission, since the tranny is actually runs off RPM, throttle positioning sensor on the diesel engine. And we've heard, you know, we've talked about that too, you know, on the gas engines. Well, diesels have the same thing. So now the transmission since it's electronically controlled shift patterns, now that the turbocharger's spooling up, getting that motor to go, you know, like we want it to, like a hot rod again, higher RPMs, then the tranny can shift correctly. But so, you know, Bruce's questions, making sure transmission goes good. We got to make sure that everything else in the engine side is going good. You know, if the motor's missing, Bob, it's V6 and it's got a spark plug or a spark plug wire or a coil down on one cylinder, it'll miss, and that transmission's going to have to basically compensate for that shifting pattern to be correctly to keep that Explorer going. So sight, sound, smell, and ears, you know, use our senses to make these hot rods we own go.
Very true. Speaking of hot rods, I, you know, these days I don't go on many press launches. having my daughter Lucy, you can probably hear in the background, and for some other professional reasons, but I could not turn down this one, and it was from the good folks at the Chrysler Group, or they're now called Fiat Chrysler Automobiles. Just a month or so ago, I got the opportunity to drive the complete 2015 Dodge Challenger lineup. You can read my review at epictimes.com as well as gcnlive.com. It was the highest horsepower vehicle I've driven to date. I don't know if you've heard a lot about this vehicle, but it's for 2015 in the Challenger SRT8 Hellcat. That's the name of the engine. And they've also just recently announced within the last 10 days or so that they're also going to offer this in the Dodge Charger as well. 707 horsepower, 650
wow.
pound-feet of torque.
My gosh, your dream came true. That's awesome.
8-speed automatic transmission, faster shifter than a manual, a 6-speed manual for traditionalists. But the thing that surprised me the most on the vehicle, Mark, was, you know, here's a vehicle, it's a heavy vehicle, weighs about 4,500 pounds, and, you know, do 0 to 60, 3.5, 3.7, something like that. It will do a quarter mile on street tires in 11 seconds. If you put drag radials, it will put those numbers into the tens, and a trap speed of 125. But how easy the vehicle is to drive. I mean, you could drive it every day. Your grandmother could drive it. It is that docile, and I'm thrilled with the Chrysler Dodge folks for also going to be offering this vehicle in the Charger. And they're not putting caps on it, you know, like a lot of the exotic manufacturers, Ferrari, et cetera. You know, they'll only make 200 or 300, and they're offered first to Ferrari buyers, or they'll put a lid on the number. But they say that they'll build as many as people will order. So
wow.
Kudos to those folks. And yep. I had another first this week. I had my test driveway this week, a GMC Denali, Yukon Denali, 2014, has standard 22, well, they're optional, but mine had the 22-inch wheels. So that's the largest wheels I've ever seen from an OEM right from the factory.
Wow. That's just not your Dodge Omni anymore, is it, Bob?
It is not. We have come a long way from there, my friend. Well,
yep.
It has just flown by. We'll get you back in the very near future. Thank you so much, Mark.
Yep, thanks for having me, Bob. Talk to you soon.
That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. If you get a chance, check out my website, autoworldradio.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.